This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ah, the contradiction of leftism. I've asked this question, what would it be like to be a Democrat right now? The world as you know it must look like it's burning to the ground. President Trump has the economy booming. People are working, and they are working in good paying jobs. Some of them are playing, like me. I don't know how good paying my job is, considering I work for free on the radio. Speaking of which, you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I've been doing this now for almost 10 years, and I haven't made any money at it. Now, most people would say, Kevin, what are you doing, man? You get up in the morning, and you spend 4 hours, 5 hours of prep. You deliver a three-hour show with scant guests. And I will be bringing on guests. And when we change the format, when we do it a little bit differently, you're going to hear a lot more activity in the background. We're going to do it live. You know, you're going to see us on the TV, not just hear me on the radio. And we're going to have guests that come into the studio, et cetera. And it's going to be a fun show. But I don't want to do just camera located on me, blah, blah, blah. I just think that's boring. But here's my point. I get up and I do that. I don't make a nickel. Any nickels that we make in this radio show goes to production. And I don't take any money from it. Not that we make a lot. We had sponsors a while back. I don't focus on sponsors. If you know some, have them call us. If you want to support the show, go to KJRadio.com and donate. It's that simple. If you want to donate time and energy, do so. We'd love to. Dude, if you want to intern and say, Kevin, I'll help you find sponsors. I'll help you do that. Love to have you. We would love to have you. This team is open to everybody. And I'm going to tell you something. Most of the people that volunteer, let's just be honest, they're terrible. They don't know. But that's okay. Because you know what? You may find out you're bad at it, but you put your heart into it. And, you know, maybe the old broken clock is twice a day thing works from time to time in what you're able to give us. Just don't waste our time and give us the little bit that you can. But we're happy to do it. Anyway, happy to have you, I should say. So I just want you to imagine being a Democrat right now and the contradictions that you have to face every single day. And I want to tell you that there's a quote by a guy named Simon Weil, Weil, W-E-I-L, and he says, when a contradiction is impossible to resolve except by a lie, then we know that is really a door. And what I'm telling the left is they have a contradiction, and their contradiction is their disbelief in Donald Trump, their disbelief in the conservative movement, their disbelief in what is happening before their very eyes right now. And as I said earlier, for them, their world is burning. It is burning all around them. They are on an island, and everything around them is burning, and it's just encroaching in on them because they've been living a lie. They didn't want to believe Donald Trump was smart. They called him an idiot. They said he was a child. That he wouldn't be able to accomplish the things he's accomplishing. On every point where they've challenged Donald Trump, he has beaten them and shown him that his way is the way to go. As I said, people are in jobs, good-paying jobs. Even the union can't complain because Donald Trump is bringing jobs back that they want for themselves. Now, they may not get those union workers, but they want them. They crave those union workers because if you don't have jobs for the union, what good are you? You don't even have a shot at your union. Barack Obama lost hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs, good, quote, union jobs, and Donald Trump says, I'll bring them back. Don't sweat it. And what does he do? He brings them back. Booming economy. All economic sectors are up. And I'm talking way up, particularly over the numbers that Obama had. And this is, the prospects of these are even better. Barack Obama called a GDP of 2.0, the new norm. Trump has comfortably blown through it, making a GDP of 3 easily the new norm, and his last GDP was 4.7%. Talk about your contradiction. Would you want to be a leftist today facing what I've just said to you and having to rationalize your hatred for Donald Trump? Please do. Their world is burning around them. The irony of it is their world's not burning at all. If they change their attitude, they find out their world is actually very utopian-like. It's what they thought they were going to get when they were dealing with Barack Hussein Obama. William Blake said this, "Do what you will, the world is a fiction. It's a made-up contradiction." And you know what? For leftists, it is. It is a fiction. It's a made-up contradiction because they will not face the reality of who they are. They're two-faced. The biggest contradiction that man will ever face is the person that he wants to be and the person that he is. And the quicker that you can become one, that is considered self-actualization. That is where you are above the fray. That is where it doesn't matter what people say about you. I don't even care. I don't care. The closest I can think of it is maybe Gandhi, Mother Teresa, and it doesn't have to be spiritual people like that. You can achieve this by just saying, I don't care. You know that jacket that Melania Trump got so much heat from wearing where she says, I don't give a crap about y'all. That's the kind of jacket you need to wear every day. That is your armor, your suit of armor that God is giving to you. Wear that suit of armor and wear it well, folks. Would you want to be a Democrat today? That's my question to you. Can you imagine being one right now? All the prospects for Donald Trump look good. Going into the midterm elections, these people don't know whether to scratch their butts or wind their, or they say, wind your watch or scratch your watch. Scratch your watch or wind your butt. I know I'll get it. I'll get it right. They don't. They're trying to figure it out. They don't understand it. NATO, whom the Democrats said Donald Trump would destroy, is now paying its bills. Donald Trump tweeted out, what good is NATO if they don't pay their bills? We have to do all the protection. Who needs NATO? They're worthless. You know, that would be like you saying, I got a bank, and the bank says, I'm never going to loan you money. Well, then you don't have a bank. Who needs a bank that doesn't even loan me, give me my money? What Donald Trump did was put NATO on notice. And you know what they did? They shorted up. They paid the bills. But they told us it was going to be Armageddon. Donald Trump hates NATO. No, Donald Trump says NATO's going to carry its own water. And the leftists are mad about this. A contradiction. How can you be mad when you're saying our partners who are going to fight with us are going to bring their armies and their resources to the battle? How can you be mad about that? It's a contradiction. You can't be. That's only the beginning, folks. I'm glad you're here listening to me, The Kevin Jackson Show. Back with more contradiction.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Know this, America. Democrats don't like the situation they are in. They are in purgatory. No, they might even be in hell. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Talking about the world of the Democrats is burning. And it's them setting the fires. Yeah, Democrats are setting their own fires, burning down the world, not bothering to call the fire department or put it out themselves, instead throwing fuel on a fire that doesn't even need to burn. Democrats should understand right now they are feasting and they don't get it. Glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. Jot that number down because you will want to call at some point. I've been asking myself, if I were a Democrat, how would I strategize to win in 2018? And generally, I'm talking about November of this year. Now, generally speaking, there is a way, even no matter what, there's always a way. You're like, okay, well, we've got, you know, the economy, there's foreign affairs, And I'm looking at it objectively, trying to say, what would I do? Now, they're conniving. They're, oh, we're going to double down on immigration. Okay, I'll get to that in just a second. But what do they have? Give me the what could the Republicans run on? Oh, they could run on the economy. Pretty good. And they could run on just elements of the economy. They could run on the tax cuts. They could run on manufacturing jobs coming back. They could run on wage increases. They could run on stock market exuberance, consumer confidence, small business confidence. Just pick any of those and they could run on that. Foreign policy, getting out of the Paris climate change, is essentially exporting American exceptionalism with Brexit and what's happening around Austria and Italy and various other places that are adopting the Trump model. They could certainly run on North Korea and what's happening there. We talked the other day, North Korea is blowing up missile test sites, taking down all the anti-American propaganda and making steps to move towards peace. Who knows where that's going to end up? Donald Trump's got another, you know, 2.5, 3, almost 3 years to deal with that, and he will deal with it efficiently and effectively. The president could run on his trade policy as far as foreign policy goes and say, look, we've got opened up new markets in China and around the world. We've got new products that were formerly not shipping in other places going, and I'm going to get the trade stuff done before the election. I believe you're going to see good news on trade. And then there's a lot of stuff that's coming in that hasn't come in yet. I call it the tsunami, but this is a good business tsunami. Politically, a good political tsunami for Donald Trump when all these, you know, these barriers have disappeared and American companies can flourish again and you start watching the building of these things, these businesses that have promised to come back. When you look at the infrastructure that's going to come into place when Donald Trump starts working on roads and bridges, because he set aside over $1 trillion to that, and suddenly America starts looking like the shiny city on a hill again. What are we not going to have? We're not going to have doom and gloom of the hurricane whatever that hit Houston and the one that hit the Puerto Rico. There's been no talk of that because Donald Trump put it out like he, you know, licked your fingers and put out a match. Easy peasy, baby. What about the Russian investigation? That's going to net at least 5 high-level Democrats just at the beginning, putting them in prison, and wait until after the election. Watch what happens. I've already predicted it. You're going to see a domino effect that's going to blow your mind. You're going to watch a Christmas season that is going to surpass even the last two, where Donald Trump gets a president-elect and you get a boom. Then he's president and you get a boom, and now he's going into his third Christmas. Second is president, and you're going to get an even bigger retail boom. Meanwhile, our neighbor to the north, Canada, is dying in retail. Retail is a barometer because it's where people are. Hey, I'm going to go to Aldi's. I'm going to go to the grocery store. I'm going to go to, you know, Steinmart. I'm going to go to Walmart and whatever else. And I'm buying. And you're seeing our retail sector make a recovery. What are you going to complain about? You've got companies automatically raising their wages, giving back bonuses. You're going to have tax rebates coming to people. Bring it. Bring it, you contradictory leftists. Come on, give it to me. I want to know where the contradictions are. The prospect for world peace hasn't been better. Truly Armageddon for the Democrats. They tell you what's going on, what's going to happen to them when they're trying to tell you what's going to happen to you. They predicted Armageddon on the tax cut. They predicted Armageddon on the meeting with Kim Jong-un. Now they want to decry, oh, he's meeting with dictators. Did you hear Maxine Waters talking about this? Maybe we'll play that in the next segment. She's talking about Donald Trump meeting with dictators, and that's a bad thing. She's talking about the fact that these children are on the border. This is the exact same policy that Barack Obama had, and she didn't say a peep. The man who lost them 1,080 seats, who knew these kids were on the border, amassing on the border because he invited them. His policy was an open-door invitation for anybody wanting to get into this country illegally. To hell with our legal system is what Barack Obama and the left are saying, and they think that's going to sell on November the 2nd of 2018. Doesn't matter what kind of polling is being done. Let me tell you something, folks, it ain't going to sell. Democrats are leaving their party in droves. Independents are getting woke, as the kids say. Republicans are at their strongest level of solidarity in decades and only getting stronger. And it isn't because this is the Republican Party. It is because it has become a Trumpian party. You've got people like Bill Kristol and George Will, still decrying Trump, claiming to still be Republicans, saying there's been a takeover of the party, but there hasn't been a takeover of the party. There's been a take back of the party for the very people who should have had it in the first place. Because let me tell you, those feckless rubes can't sell jack. They could not sell water to a thirsty man. They couldn't sell food to a hungry man. And they couldn't sell life insurance to a dying man. They are terrible at what they do. But they're intellectuals. They know more than you or I. What's the Democrats' platform? Anybody. Other than obstruction of Donald Trump, tell me something tangible. You want to know what they're running on? Higher taxes. Open borders. You haven't even heard them say higher taxes anymore. Remember, that was the big thing. Ooh, we're going to run on higher taxes. These taxes need to be higher. Yeah, look, there's way too much spending in government, and I trust that Donald Trump's going to get his arms wrapped around it. But right now, that tax cut has brought in more money to the Treasury. It's backfired on the Democrats, and they got nothing to talk about. It's a thing for the rich! And Donald Trump's like, nope, I'm hitting the rich. I'm hitting everybody. But you know what I'm doing? Business is putting that money back in the economy so fast. The speed of money is mirroring the speed of Trump. Yeah, the number one weapon of the Democrats is a porn star. They're so beleaguered, she canceled her stripper show and recently said she's going to make a run for the border. Why? For the kids. The old new Democrat mantra has been spit-shined, and now again, they work for the kids. Except these are the kids of illegals. So I'm anxious to see how this revised version of the strategy plays with their base. We work hard for the children of illegals.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump addressed younger voters. The president said this is a great time to be entering the workforce.
Thanks to our massive tax cuts, young men and women entering the workforce are keeping more and more of the money they earn. Unemployment for people under the age of 24 is the lowest in almost 50 years.
Today, the Supreme Court delivered a blow to organized labor by ruling that states can no longer force government workers to pay for the cost of hammering out union contracts. Mark Nix is the president of the National Right to Work Foundation. He explains what took so long for this case to be decided.
Well, because we had to convince the court and they had to come back numerous times to decide that the First Amendment was in play. The idea of strict scrutiny of constitutional rights is the question on the table. The Supreme Court finally got it right.
And this just into the newsroom, John Bolton has confirmed an upcoming summit between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire. When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I want you to check out the contradictions of Senator Bob Corker, an anti-Trump Republican, and I want you to listen to the twisted comments that this man makes on immigration. It'll blow your mind.
I want to ask you about really kind of an American values question. If you take a look at the latest CBS News poll, our battleground tracker, it says 73% of Republicans say those who enter the U.S. should be punished as an example of toughness, while 27% said they should be treated well as an example of kindness. What does that say to you about the identity of your party right now?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Before I even play the Corker piece, I want to talk about the way that question was asked. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. You can also give us a call at 844-551-8255. So she says, I want to ask you a question about American values. And then she puts up a graphic that said 70% of Americans, Republicans, believe that the illegals should be punished. 23% say they should be treated with kindness. Now, that's an interesting way to pose the question. It's either should they be subjected to our laws, or should the laws be ignored? Now, that's the way to ask the question, but they didn't ask it that way. They said, should they be punished, or should they be treated with kindness? Let me ask you this. Can you be punished with kindness? Let's say you're a police officer comes up on you and he says, hey, listen, you fit the description of blah, blah, blah. Are you this person? Yes, I am. And he says, okay, well, listen, I'm going to need you to place your hands behind your back. And you place your hands behind your back. And if he tackles you and puts you on the ground and throws an elbow in the back of your head, you could say he punished me. He didn't treat me with kindness. But if he just puts the clips on you, you know, your handcuffs, your new jewelry, puts you in the back of the car, make sure you don't hit your head and says, you know, I'm going to take you in. We'll give you a chance to call your attorney, Mr. Jackson, blah, blah, blah. He's punishing me, but he's kind. Can you be punished with kindness? And of course, the answer is, of course you can. But I love the way they frame that. 73% of Republicans are mean-spirited and they say you should be punished. And then here's what he has to say.
Margaret, look, I
We do need to be a nation of laws, and we need to get this right, and we need to cause legal immigration to be easier than it is. We've got needs in our country. I've just never been a part of a group that hated someone for wishing something better for their life. Maybe they have a little different color of their skin and they speak differently. I just have never hated someone who traveled through tough conditions to try to come to a place where they could realize their dreams. And so I'm just not part of that group that wants to punish. What I do want to do is make sure that we have...
But the majority of Republicans polled identify as part of that group.
Now, I stopped it there because I want to make a point. First thing he says, and I'm talking contradictions, by the way, folks, and this is Kevin Jackson. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. He says, we need to be a nation of laws. So if he were truly a conservative and a Republican, a true Republican, he would have pushed back. I said, you know, I don't like the way you frame that question. You're giving us a choice between do we want to punish somebody or do we want to show compassion? I think we've managed to do both. I think America does that all the time. We've got 20 million of other people, citizens in our country living off of us, and you want to talk about punish. Show me another place in the world that has 20 million people living off of them, and we gladly pay for it, where we're having a discussion of how to treat them. I think we're being humanitarian. The question is, are we a nation of laws? Now, he says we are, but then he went on to say this. I've never been a part of a group that hated someone for wanting something different for their lives, meaning we hate these people because they want to come here to better their lives. Nothing could be further from the truth. Do you think anybody's going to push back on this narrative? Nothing could be further from the truth. We embrace people coming to this country for the opportunity. We pride ourselves on it as Americans. We say to ourselves, we are one of the only countries where you can do that. And not live in fear of whatever your religion is or whatever your sect is, your creed, your color, whatever, your gender. We pride ourselves on it. And they destroy this notion. And then he even added this. Hey, I don't know whether it's color of their skin or whatever. I mean, they're just chasing their dreams. Yeah. You know why they're able to chase a dream? Because you made it. You gave them the ability to dream. You, conservative America, you gave these people the ability to dream. The ability to say, one day, man, if I could just get to America. And you know what we now have? We have the most unappreciative, ingrate immigrants on the planet. People that believe they should be getting everything that a citizen gets no matter what. They're not willing to work for. And I'm going to tell you this. Don't let them fool you. They say, well, Kevin, that's only a handful of them. That is absolute BS. The majority of them now come over and go, I just want to get on the system. Why wouldn't you? I don't know what your standard of living is, but let's just say for the sake of discussion that you could go to Zamunda and you could become an instant millionaire and you don't have to do a minute's worth of work. Maybe it's Saudi Arabia. Maybe you go to Saudi Arabia and they go, we're going to make you a citizen. Your college is paid for all your kids. We're going to give you a home. We're going to give you a fancy car and you can go eat at any restaurant. It's all paid by the kingdom. There are many of us who would go, what, really? You won't even get over there and go, why should I work? I mean, can you imagine going to, now, there are some of us who would go, you know, yeah, man, it doesn't matter what the king gives me. You know, I'm down for the struggle. I'm going to start something else. But what if the king said, well, if you do all that, then you're forfeiting what we give you in order to roll the dice. So let's say for the sake of discussion, it's $250,000 living. Nice home. You got servants. School's paid for your kids. Medical care. You know, you don't have to do anything. You get up in the morning and you go golf. You go have fun. Maybe I think they even give them a stipend. Whatever that is. Let's say it's a stipend of 10 grand a month. Whatever it is. And you can go golf. You can vacation. You can do whatever. But if you decide you're going to go to work, all that comes away, you roll the dice. Would you do it? I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think I would. I would tell myself, okay, here's what we do. There's six of us. We can all put our money together and we can invest it and we can figure things out
and we will play the market. You know, we'll pick the best minds, but let's not upset the apple cart. Maybe we'd carpool. We'd sell our cars. We don't need all those cars. I figure something out, but it wouldn't be getting rid of that. I'm just saying, folks, we all have our price. I don't know what yours is, but this guy goes on to say, I'm not part of that group. He's not part of us who says, let's follow the laws of the nation. Now, here's what he finishes with.
Yeah, I understand, and I think it's a shame that what we've done with immigrants is to try to cause them to be a part of a terrorist group. I mean, many of these people truly, especially in Central America, are living in terrible conditions. And again, we need to be working with Central American governments, many of whom I've met with, on the issues there to make sure that in those countries there's more opportunity to live without the threat of crime. But look, we need to enforce our laws, and when people break them, obviously, especially over and over again, there needs to be a punishment, quote, quote.
Again, more contradictions. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, Bob Corker saying, well, it's a shame what we've done with these immigrants. I mean, we've tied them to MS-13. We didn't tie them to Jack. They are MS-13. Many of them are. 10 years ago, who knew of MS-13? 20 years ago. Till we started with this open door policy. It's a shame, he says, what we've done. And then he goes back, look at their living conditions. They live in terrible conditions. Really? Shocker. They don't live like we live? So what do we have to do with that? Then you know what he says? We need to work with their governments. And we do. So here we are. We're solving the problem. Look, we give you money. We send our expertise over. And you still don't do it. And even after all that we do to help you, to show you that we are in it to win it with you, you know what you do? You send your people to our country. You want to talk about an endless cycle, a cycle of stupidity? That's what we find ourselves wrapped in with all these leftists. He's not part of that group. The contradictions of this man. The contradictions. Did we go to that country and create the strife that they're going through? Who did it? What American citizens did it? None. Who's willing to be over there and fight for their country to turn around? Apparently not a crapload of them, because they want to come here. And you know who they want to blame? They want to blame us. And you would say, well, they could blame us because we're starting these revolutions in their countries. We're not. We're not donating to help, you know, them to get themselves fixed. We are. We help them in any way. Name me the country that's struggling with the legal with the, you know, people running, refugees, and tell me what America hasn't done to help them. So you've done everything you can possibly do. And this clown doesn't want to be a part of what you are as a conservative, as a Republican, as a pragmatist. Shame on him. And anybody that follows that.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I got a better idea, Judge.
An open
I think
border?
The president should reenact. No, I think what the president should do is what Obama did and allow people to seek asylum in their home country and wait there for their decision. The president took that away from them when he came in because everything Obama did was bad, according to this president. But
okay.
That was
Chris,
good. And
Chris,
the president should go back today
Chris,
and do that.
If their country is so bad and they're being killed and fleeing all kinds of criminals, you think they're going to go to their country and say, listen, I'm going to wait for America. Let me know when I can claim that you're mistreating me. Chris, the truth is these people are coming here for food, education, medication, housing. And if they wanted asylum, we'd be glad to give it to them, except for the fact that they don't really want asylum. Otherwise, they would do it legally.
They do want asylum, and they're coming here for safety, and they're also coming here for jobs.
All right.
I think the president and Congress should address the fact that they're coming here for jobs, that there's a market in this country driving people here, even with 3.5% unemployment.
Oh, it's our fault that they're crossing illegal?
There is a market for it. No, there is a market
Chris,
here in this country driving
what
people
is there
to this
a market
country.
For
we should
drugs?
Address that in immigration reform.
What is there a market
Absolutely
for?
Not.
They're bringing
the
drugs.
The market is for cheap labor.
All right,
80%
of our drugs come through the southern border. You cannot deny that. 90% of the heroin comes through the border. And we shouldn't protect our border when 1,000 people a week are dying from drugs?
Judge, of course
we should.
So
you agree we should build a wall?
But these people, hold on, I do not. I do believe, though, that we should treat people with dignity and respect. We should stop drug traders from coming across the borders. But the people being locked up right now are not drug traders.
There
are people fleeing drug traders.
You know what?
They're fleeing
them. You cannot make an absolute. What I will tell you is this. Border Patrol agents have told me that MS-13 gang members with the cats and everything else have said during the Obama 2014 Central America influx from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, I'm MS-13, you got to let me in. And they had to let them in. So don't tell me how great Obama was. Obama started this mess.
I don't think...
Whoa, that was Judge Jeanine reading Chris Hahn, the Riot Act. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Oh, yeah, they, as I said, the left will try to make it appear as though all these kids are great and that we have all these strict rules about how you can get into the country. Ask yourself a question. When did you first hear about MS-13? How long ago? A decade? You started hearing about MS-13 and the proliferation of that gang under Barack Obama. That's when you heard about it proliferating. You may have heard about it in passing, like, oh, there's this gang from Central America, whatever. And by the way, those were the same lax rules that we were following all along. So finally we say, we're not going to let this happen. And oh, the other thing we're going to do, we're going to make sure MS-13 is snuffed out in the United States, just like ISIS. And everybody is upset. The left is upset. Why? Because they're full of contradictions. They're full of lies. Here's what Donald Sutherland said. Hollywood icon Donald Sutherland. What the nation's built on is discussion, contradiction, and growth. And at any moment, you can't discuss anything. And he's talking about now. At this very moment in time, you can't discuss anything. If you do start to discuss it, you get criticized. If people hate us, you have to find out why and try to solve that problem. That's what Sutherland said. What he's saying without saying it is, I'm sick of Hollywood telling me what to say, what I can and cannot say, and why I can't have a discussion. And that discussion can't be something that we necessarily, we don't have to agree on it. Is that reasonable? How do you resolve things in your life? Does everybody have to agree? When you were going to buy a car, if you are married or you have a girlfriend or whatever, and you guys are making decisions together, did you just unilaterally do it or did you go, hey, you know, we need to figure out, you know, we got to get this new car. Now, I know we got the kids, but then we also got to think about, you know, we got our clients and blah, blah, blah. So maybe you didn't go for the minivan and you went for the sedan, but the bigger sedan or maybe the SUV. You make a compromise, but if you don't talk about it, how are you going to resolve it? That's what Donald Trump did. I remember when Barack Obama made the comment, you know, I may have to talk to dictators. And there were many conservatives like, he's going to go talk to dictators. And we were guilty of saying, why would you do that? But the reasonable response is, yeah, how are we going to find out if there's a common ground? Do we just cut off part of the world? Or do we go and listen to what these guys have to say and see if we can bring them to the light? It's happened before. What, are we going to have to go beat everybody's butt to make that happen? So he says it. The left come to his defense. We were, you know, many of them on the right were, he's an idiot. That just shows what he knows. Well, it wasn't that bad of an idea. Now, here was the bad part. He wasn't the person to do it. He didn't understand it. He doesn't understand politics, doesn't understand negotiation, doesn't understand any of it. So I get your hesitancy in him doing it. But in talking to dictators, if you have the right guy and you say, hey, look, we're going to sit down and have a conversation because you're not going to keep threatening us. I'll put it to you this way. If I had a neighbor and he says, man, every time when I see your son out in the street, I might just run him over. Now, I'm going to have to tell you, there wouldn't be too long of a conversation there, but I would be reasonable. I could have a conversation with that. Say, look, I don't know what you've been used to with neighbors. I don't know. But here's what I'll tell you. You can't threaten my son, because even the threat of you harming my son means I will harm you. There's no question about it. I'm going to harm you. So do you want to rephrase?
Well, Kevin, I mean, I was just thinking, you know, I mean, he needs to stay out of the street.
Look, I don't disagree with you. If he's in the street and you're trying to get out or he's not acknowledging that, you can blow your horn. There are many things you can do. But I'll tell you this. You threaten my son or I find him hurt in the street. And I'm just telling you right now, we are not going to be neighbors anymore. And it won't be because I'm in prison. It's because you're going to be dead. It's that simple. But you got to be able to work it out. Or y'all are like, Kevin's crazy. What would you do if somebody threatened your kids? I'm going to hurt your kids next time they do so and so. What would you do? I put things in these terms because I want you to understand that this is what's going on. This is not some mealy mouse little, something that we can just blow off and go, ah, ha, ha, we'll chuckle about this next week because that didn't happen or whatever. These are people who ideologically want you gone. They don't want to serve you. They want you serving them, and they want you subservient to them. They want you subservient to their ideas. So if you think I'm going to back down on it, you're wrong. These people are walking, talking contradictions. And Donald Sutherland made that comment that you get criticized because in Hollywood, if you say something that doesn't fit lockstep with what they're trying to achieve, you get criticized. And it's like academia where the professor says, if you don't tell me what I want to hear, you're not going to get the A. What Hollywood says, if you don't tell me what I want to hear, you're not going to make a living. Both instances, it means I'm going to stop you from the ability to make a living. I think that's pretty sad. Wesley Snipes said this. He said, I've come to the conclusion that beautiful women in the West aren't comfortable finding strength in their femininity. They want to do masculine-oriented things to establish their femininity. It's a contradiction. The reason why I bring this up is because of the contradiction, the so-called women's movement. Hollywood recognizes it. Wesley Snipes is going, look, why are you not comfortable in this? You're beautiful. There is strength, so much strength. In fact, you're stronger in your femininity than any man is in his masculinity. But they don't see it. And so they teach women how not to be strong by not embracing the God-given attributes that they carry that makes them stronger than men. And it's so ironic to me on a level that I can't even describe. But that's the contradiction of the left. The contradiction of helping the children of immigrants while the children of Americans are stepped over. Millions of them. They don't care. I guess their solution is, well, why didn't they abort them? We would get rid of that problem. If we just had abortion, if you guys stopped fighting us on abortion, the very thing that brings us life, well, we wouldn't have these silly lives to deal with. You'd only have the lives of leftists to deal with. They kind of make a point. If we let leftists kill themselves and abort their babies or whatever, and we just raise ours, we'll get rid of them in a generation or so. They don't even understand we're trying to help them. Why are we trying to help them? It almost seems like a fool's folly. But that's where we are. Whether you're talking about men versus women, whether you're talking about the LGBT movement, whether you're talking about pro-business activities, here's the biggest contradiction of all. Everything that we do, everything that conservatives go out to help, you know, Donald, I'm talking about the country, but by way of supporting Donald Trump, helps the left. Their businesses flourish. Their neighborhoods get safer. Their ideas and ideologies get on steroids, and we fund them, and everything improves in their lives, but they don't like it because they don't like improvement. They hate that they are getting, that things are benefiting them under President Trump. That's what they hate. If it was under Obama, they wouldn't care. But the contradiction there is it'll never happen under Obama. We'll be back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.